This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. It's been a week since the Miri High Court acquitted and discharged three of the four accused in the murder of activist Bill Kayong. The reason? The prosecution's failure to establish a prima facie case against the three. Now, Bill Kayong was killed in the June 2016 assassination at the traffic light intersection on the Miri-Kuala Baram bypass in Sarawak. Since the shock acquittal, over 30 civil society organizations expressed their dismay, calling it a travesty of justice. They released a joint statement criticizing the police and the prosecution. We speak to lawyer Abun Sui Ayit, to help us get a clearer picture of the issues behind this case. Good morning, Abun. Thank you so much for joining us. First question I have for you, was the acquittal because it's difficult to establish in law the charge of abetment?
Yeah, of course, the case regarding Bill Kayong has been tried, and no case has been established against the three accused, and only the shooter has been called for defense. Of course, this is very shock here in Miri and even in Sarawak for this case to be released in such a manner that as if there is people who really want this case to be disposed of just like that. And of course, it is claimed life here. That is what we are not happy with in Miri.
So the acquittal was of Dato Stephen Lee Chi Kiang, Chin Wu Chin, and Lee Chang Lun. These are three individuals who were acquitted. The question is, why is the Miri community shocked? Is it because in their mind there was a clear connection between these three individuals and the shooting? Or does the community know more than that was established or presented in the courts? Or, you know, so could you give us a sense of what is the foundations for this reaction?
All right. The foundation of this reaction, of course, because before the case, before the killing or the shooting of the Bill Kayong, there was only dispute between the company where Stephen Lee, as a director in that company, with the community of Berkeley people, natives in Sarawak here. And that's why this Stephen Lee and, of course, his colleague, only those people are known before the killing. And only the shooter here, we don't know him. That's why from the beginning, people already expect if this is happened regarding the NTR matter, of course, it will be related to the three accused of which have been acquitted at this moment. That's why people very shocked and unhappy with this decision. And at least they should have been called for defense so that they will tell their side of story.
Now, you know, you're a lawyer, and tell us a little more about the background to some of this. You're suggesting, I understand you correctly, that there was a clear motive on the part of Dato Stephen Lee, I mean, alleged motive, that because of this dispute over land, and Bill Kayong being a land activist, you mentioned the question of native customary land there earlier, that this was, in fact, a very strong narrative for which the public has understood this particular case. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Because the main issues pertaining to this case of this murder, of course, regarding this native customary right land of the people in Berkeley here in Sarawak, of which they have a dispute with the Tung Wat Krita Tundian Berhad. And then native, of course, they will always say that their land is belongs to them. They have been living there because the company only given or issued with a license to plant oil palm here only in around 2006 or 2008. And that's why this is the main issue. And of course, Bill Kayong always called by the company representative, even by Stephen Lee before that, to settle this matter. That's why it is related to this land dispute.
Now the 30 civil society organizations that expressed their dismay and criticized the police and the prosecution. From your perspective as a lawyer, what do you think the police could have done more? What could the prosecution have done more to see this case being strengthened in order that it really was argued out in court more sufficiently?
Yeah, at the first stage, I have been appointed by the family to be their lawyer. because since I'm quite busy with my other duties also, then they agreed that they appoint another lawyer to handle the watching brief for them. And I saw from the beginning when I handled it during the case management time, of course, I also noticed and I informed the prosecutions about the lacking in the task before that, you know. So I'm one spotted the lacking in the charge, and I requested them to amend it accordingly during the time. And I don't know whether they did it or not. I cannot confirm that. So that is during I handled it. And of course, from the reading that after that I have not handled it, then of course I make comparison with the how the prosecution handled the Alcantuya case, you know. Then anything related to communication, handphone or whatever, any recording, that should be gathered by the prosecution. For me, I noticed the authority is still lacking in the investigation on this. And I observed that it might be not up to 40% for the evidence needed, you know, for this matter.
Now, what happens? You clearly stated the failure in terms of investigation, maybe the failure on the part of the prosecution to really take this case seriously enough or to take it as far as it can. What kind of avenues for justice are there for those who are supporting Bill Kayong's memory and also his family?
For this criminal matter, I will leave it to the prosecution because under our justice in Malaysia, of course, the prosecution will proceed with the criminal matter. So we cannot do anything. That will be beyond our hope, beyond our ability to do it. Then hopefully, we hope the government or the authority to do their best to look at this matter because life has been claimed. And of course, for the family, of course, there are some lawyers of our clique who offer themselves to file any civil suit for this family to claim whatever they instruct them to do. That is the only thing that we need now. Only for criminal, we cannot do anything. That is for the authority or the prosecution.
Thank you very much. That was a lawyer from Sarawak, Abun Sui Anyet, who and speaking to us about the case of Bill Kayong, Sarawak PKR member and also a native land activist. We'll be back with more business news after this at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.